Blog Talk Radio.
My Jesus, my Master, oh my God, He's the Master of the world.
With my girl, Angel on Deck. We international, baby.
All right, y'all. Praise the Lord, everybody. You are now tuned in to the Angels of Melody International with your host, Evangelist Tanya Johnson, also known as Miss Angel on Deck. And we just thank God for his many, many blessings on today. I'm telling you, I know y'all heard that mix that was just on. The name of it is called, it's by a brother named Double Double, not Uche. We know he go by Double Double, but this person is going by Double Double. You can look him up on YouTube, and I'm telling you, you can see a lot of videos of his and songs, and I took that from the YouTube, and I'm telling y'all, I love that. Every time I hear it, I cannot sit down. I have to keep dancing and dancing and dancing. And I told our sister that's on with us on tonight, I said, when you hear this, you're going to be having your dancing shoes on. And I'm telling you, I could have kept on and kept on and kept on. But I just wanted to give y'all a little of that. It's been a while since I played that, aired that on the radio. And so we just thank God for his many blessings to all of you that are now tuning in. We just want to say God bless you all. God bless you all. Those that are here in Detroit, those that are there in St. Louis, in Florida, wherever you may be around the world, in Africa, I'm telling you, all over the world, in Malaysia, the U.K., Italy, Mexico, Hong Kong, wherever you listen in, we just want to say God bless you. Tonight is a great night, a special night. We have our sister evangelist, Minister Tracy Tolorita, music premiering on tonight, and we thank God for this great song entitled "You Are Wonderful." I'm telling you, and we thank God for this great song. I'm telling you, it's just awesome, and we're gonna let her talk about it. She's on the line with us. I'm gonna click her on, and then we're gonna hear that great song on tonight. And also, she will share a word with y'all, a word of encouragement, let us know what's going on, what God is doing for her. And then I'm telling you, we're going to hear from her again on Thursday night. We thank God for Thursday night. We're going to be on Worship Center Radio as well as Blog Talk Radio. Y'all know how we do it on Thursday night. I'm telling you, last Thursday was power packed. Oh, my God, I'm telling you, I'm going to have to reshare that again. But we thank God on Thursday we're going to have her back on with us, Evangelist Tracy, along with Pastor Steve and our brother there in Florida, Apostle Robeson. And then also on Friday we're going to be having Apostle Nikki Lewis and Apostle Eric Legs on. I'm telling you, I'm just excited about what's going on and what God is doing, and how he is steady yet moving by his spirit. So right now we're going to click our sister on, and we thank God for her. How are you, woman of God? How are you doing?
Hallelujah. I am wonderful, wonderful. God is so good. God is so good. Great. I'm wonderful. Praise God.
That's great. I know. Were you dancing off that song?
Oh, it took me back home when we have crusade, when you have the outside crusade and you have to dance and the streets will be packed full, dancing, praising God. When I hear that song, it took me back to that place in Africa when we worship, when we dance. You really dance and you're having fun dancing for God. You're praising, you're receiving. That's where that song took me to. It's dance song. It's a medley from Nigeria. And I thank you for bringing that song today.
Oh, yes. Sister, it's long. It was like an hour long. But I just wanted to play. One time I played 30 minutes of it one time. And I'm telling you, the people that were listening in were saying I had them dancing. One sister said she was in her going at it. And I'm telling you, and so I said, let me surprise you with that on tonight, and I wanted to play
awesome.
That
Thank you for
you. And so we just thank God. I'm going to have you, sister, reintroduce yourself and talk a little bit about, first of all, before we go to this great song, I want to give a shout out to Pastor Tolorita over there tonight and your family. I just want to say
God bless
to everybody there, and your brother, and his wife, and dad, and papa, just everybody that's listening in. I just want to say God bless to them all. And so I'm going to have you reintroduce yourself, and just talk a little bit, sister, what God is doing in your life.
Amen, amen. I thank God because the last time I came into premiere song, it's like a few months ago, and something I'm learning about God, when you put one foot forward for God, God is going to give you more. When you put two foot forward,
right,
it's going to even give you double. And I'm racing with the Lord. I'm racing with the Lord. My family, my friends can tell. And I will never take the glory because all we do, it's all about God. It's for God because he gives us and we give it back to him.
That's right.
My music ministry started when I was a baby. I know I've been in the choir singing, but I thought I was going to go to school, be a nurse or a doctor. I never planned to be an artist, you know. So I'm going to, like, give a brief story about my life and my ministry, then come to the song. I was never planning to be a gospel, not even a musician. I always look at musicians like people who hustle too much. No, why am I going to sing? Why would I do that? I would rather be a medical doctor. But you see, when God calls you, He will give you the passion, He will give you the hope, He will give you the materials, He will even give you the clothes to wear, He will give you the voice. God
that's
is
right.
that awesome. And that's where I am. I've been in the choir, singing at home. Sometimes the leaders in the choir, they would leave the choir for me while I was like 10. I would do it with them. Then I was just doing it because that's my daddy's church. And I grew up and I knew that I had to come to the U.S. God opened the door for me to come to the U.S., come to the Bible school. I had to make up my mind, what am I going to study? Am I going to study theology to preach, or am I going to study music to worship, or am I going to do both? So when I got to that place to choose, I choose worship leading. But praise God, when you choose worship leading in Christ for the Nation Institute, Dallas, Texas, they're going to add Bible to it, and they added practical theology to worship leading. That's a blessing to me because I was already born again in Africa. I already know that I have worship inside of me because you have to have the seed of worship inside of you. You can have 200 people in the choir and you only have 2 worshipers in the choir. I'm learning and I'm seeing a lot every day, but I pray our walk, God will crown us with His glory. At the last day when we stand before Jesus, God will crown us. It might look like we are all shining, but it was reflecting Christ. We are reflecting His glory because God will not bless you and put you under a table like a woman of God was preaching. God will bless you in the midst of your enemy, in the presence of your enemy. He will set a table before you, and He cannot light a candle and put it under a table. So sometimes we look so bright, so shining, but we cannot take the glory. We always remember it's the glory of God. And at this time in the world, we have to be the salt. We have to be the salt. We cannot be the darkness. We have to be the light. But we should understand that it's all for Jesus. We come out with all the voice, all the talent, all the beauty. It's for His glory. We come out with all the fame and everything. It's for His glory because we are the head and not the tail. But we always remember it's for His glory. Every day I humble myself. Every day I remind myself, Tracy, it is for His glory. It's all about Him.
Yes.
I don't care where you're going. I don't care how high you go. I don't care where you go. I'm telling my spirit it's for His glory. And that is how came to the U.S. I got to the school and I had to pick. And I picked and they added theology and I was so blessed. My school, Christ for the Nation Institute, they trained us. We had to really go through all this training. And we were blessed when I graduated. I had to start worshiping in churches. And whenever I worship, somebody was telling me someday, like, why do you worship and you shake so much and you jump up and you're so intense? I said, because I've come a long way with God. And I've discovered I don't have a seed inside of me. I can't just sing nice. I can't just sing beautiful. I have to worship. I have to worship, and it's taking me even deeper. And that's how I went worshiping in churches in Texas. It was awesome time, but I was single. I got married, and my husband moved me from Texas to different states, from Michigan, and now we're in St. Louis, Missouri. And I thank God the gates of my city is open for me, and it can be open for anybody. There's something about God. I'm discovering God every day. Hi, if you think a businessman is wise, ask God. God is even wiser than any businessman
that's
you can think of. You know what God does? If He give you 1 spoon and you multiply it to 3 spoons, He'll give you 5 spoons tomorrow. If He gives you 1 spoon and you hide it under the table, He's not giving you nothing. There was a time I was praying. I said, Lord, open the doors of ministry for me. And He said, I've given you a song. And the Spirit of God told me, I gave you a song. Go to the studio, open your mouth, sing it loud, do the backup. You don't have money for backup. No problem. Try your best. Do anything you can do. Just make that one move, and I will open the doors. And I went. As soon as I do that song, the door that I was shaking, trying to open, kicking, trying to break, the doors opened. And that's God. It's not because I can sing very well. It's not because I have a pretty face. No, it's God. If He gives you, He wants you to show all you have in your hands, and He will multiply it. And that's what God has been doing. And in the dreams, when I obey, obedience, and sometimes we obey to please ourselves. I do not want to sing. If you leave me, I'm not. If I'm in a church, I'm not going to join the choir. When I was in a church, in my church, they used to tell me, Tracy, this is the one who counsel me. It's not my music, is not my passion. Worship is my passion. They used
yes.
to want to counsel me to come early to rehearsal. Tracy, you are a worshiper. I'm like, yeah, I'm a worshiper, but I have a business. I'll make it 50-50. I'll be there. But then I did not understand what God wants to do. God wants to use willing vessel, and God wants your heart. Your motive,
yes,
I'm only
that's
talking
right.
about motive. Sometimes you see me on Facebook trying to put things up, what's going on in my life. I'm just trying to encourage somebody out there who don't know what God is. I'm just trying to tell somebody out there who's struggling. I'm just saying,
yes.
I have struggled. I have done it my way. It didn't make any sense. But when I yield to Christ, He will polish you. Now I can't even start talking how God can make your life all for His glory. So men
That's
will see
right.
you and give Him praise. Men will not give you praise. When they give you praise, give it back to Him, because He is the author and the finisher. And that is how, when I yield to God in my dreams, God has given me up to 10 songs in my dream. This is the only one I'm recording right now. And I thank God for obedience. There's another beautiful praise song I was supposed to bring out this week. And you know we were talking about it a few weeks ago. And I said that's going to come out next week, because I am learning to be obedience to God. Whenever you are obedient to God and your heart is right, you will raise. The first thing,
that's
watch
right.
your heart. If you're trying to be a superstar, you're going to struggle. If you're just
that's
trying
right.
to worship God, you're going to watch the blessings coming. You'll be overwhelmed. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. Is that me? Is this what God is doing? And God is going to raise you up. He will redeem
that's
time
right.
for His glory.
Yes, He will.
And that's how God, amen. That's how God, one early morning, 2 a.m., I woke up, this song ringing in my spirit. You are wonderful. And I knew God was telling me this song, that, girl, you received a miracle. There's a revival we had in St. Louis, and I hope my St. Louis family won't be too busy to just die in, because these days we are so busy. But I tell you, we cannot despise the little things that God is doing, because that's where great things come out from. There's another revival that's coming up next week. I am looking forward to that revival, because before I got this,
I know, I want to be there.
Oh, my God, that revival. Imagine 2015 men of God praying and fasting. I tell you, I know these men of God. They are sold out to Jesus. And that's where, Pastor Steve Mangua introduced me to this community of men of God. I tell you, fire brand men of God, every one of them, praying, preparing for this revival. The last revival, I can't even tell you the miracle I get. I was believing God for a particular situation. In that revival, I was singing. I said, God, I cannot stand here and sing and not get my miracle. As soon as I left that revival, 2 days, 3 days later, I got my miracle. And after a week, God gave me this song in my dream. And I knew God was telling me that I have been wonderful to you. Little girl, don't take everything for granted. Don't think you are doing what you're doing by your power. Don't take everything you are doing. Don't take it as if you can sing too much or you are too up high there. No, I have been so good to you. I have been wonderful to you. I am awesome to you. And when God gave me that song, and after the miracle I received, I knew I have to walk in obedience, because I'm learning to walk in obedience. Obedience always produces results. And I decide to bring this song out before I will bring my praise song. And I am. I pray this song minister to everyone, because I don't have the song. I don't own this song. When you get something in your spiritual realm, you respect it more than what you decide to take a pen. You don't understand what I'm talking about. What you decide to take a pen and put together. I respect this song, because I got it in my spirit realm. I jumped up and took my phone to the kitchen so I don't wake up people, and I record this one. And that gives me... That makes me fear God even more, because some people don't understand that God is real. God is so real. I might not be 50 years, but I have seen the Lord. I have seen the Lord, and I pray every day my life will bring people to God. My ministry will bring people to God. People don't need to struggle anymore with their job, with their ministry, with their career. Let your heart be right and get up. Start from somewhere.
That's right.
Preach. Sing. Evangelize. Whatever you are doing, make sure you don't forget to do the things of God. And you see,
that's right.
God will bless the works of your hand. So So I'm so thankful to be here today because this song, like I tell you, I respect this song because of how I got this song. And I pray this song will be a blessing to people. People will remember that God has been awesome to us. Nobody can tell me that God has not been good to them. God has been good to us one way or the other. But I know for myself, it was after I received a healing and God is raising me. I started ministry. After years, I decided to do something else. I just started ministry about 2 years ago, and God is raising me like I'm 20 years in ministry. And God is telling me, I have been wonderful to you. And
wow,
I always say, little girl, Tracy, I have been wonderful to you. Don't think you are up there. It's me. It's me.
My grace
is enough for you. Hallelujah.
Yeah. My God, what a word and what a song. I'm telling you, when I heard it, I fell in love with it, and I can't wait to play it.
Amen.
So what I'm gonna do right now, then, sister, I'm gonna put you on hold, and I'm gonna go ahead and play this wonderful song, and then I'm gonna come right back to you. Okay?
I can't wait.
All right, y'all. Y'all heard it. Our sister here, a great song, called "You Are Wonderful," and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Wow, I'm telling y'all, what a wonderful song. We got to hear that one more time. One more time, y'all. Before we go back to our sister, let us play it again. Somebody might be just tuning in and saying, wow, I caught the end, but I didn't get the beginning. Let's hear that song again, and I got to play that. That is so powerful, especially when she said the Lord spoke and said, I've been wonderful to you. My God, he's been wonderful to all of us, y'all. Even when we didn't deserve it, he's still been wonderful. He's still allowing us to wake up each morning in our right mind. He's still blessing us. He's still healing us. He's moving by his spirit. I'm telling you, I'm excited. Let's hear the song again, and we're going to go right back to our sister. We got to hear this one more time, and we'll be back.
You are wonderful, wonderful.
Wow, I'm telling you, what an awesome song. We're going to click our sister back on. I'm telling you, I'm just excited. Sister, are you there? That song is so powerful. You see, I had to play that again.
Amen. Hallelujah. I was just in tears here the first time you played it, you know, because I tell you, you know, I didn't just put this together. And when I think about how I got it in the dream and what God was talking to me, what God was telling me and telling everyone that's received from God, I was just in tears, like, Lord, it's all about you. I give it back to you. I give you the praise. I give you the glory. I do not take your mercies, your grace, your power, your glory for granted. And I pray this will minister to every child of God, because he's been wonderful to every one of us.
Yeah, that's right. That is so right. I'm telling you, that's definitely a powerful song, sister. You know, I got a surprise song that I want to play for you. And I know when you hear, you're like, oh, my God. I'm going to play that, and then I'm going to come right back to you. But I want to play this, because listening to that song, You Are Wonderful, it seemed like it coincides with another song here that I want to play. And I'm going to come right, back. Y'all, we're going to hear this. When y'all hear it, y'all would know, I'm quite sure, because it's been played before. But I know she's going to be surprised, like, wow. But when I'm playing it, because when I hear that song, You Are Wonderful, it makes me think of this song right here. We're going to go to the song, and I'm going to come right back.
Somebody lift your voice and give him praise. Give the Lord a praise offering. He's worthy. There is no God like our God. He's worthy to be praised. He's a great God. Hallelujah. Oh. You are holy, Lord. You are worthy. You are great and mighty. You are mighty, you are lovely, you are great and mighty God. Stand with me,
Wow. I know she probably over there in tears, y'all. I had to play that because when I heard "You Are Wonderful," that it brought me back to that song. I'm telling you, she don't really know, but I'm like her number one fan here in Detroit. I want to give a shout out. We got a brother listening in and been sharing the post. We thank God for our brother, the Anointed One hip hop preacher, Gary Legs, listening in. And I'm telling you, we thank God. Blessings to you, brother, to you and your family. I'm going to bring my sister back on. Woman of God, I know you was like, wow.
Hallelujah. Oh, that's my song. That's not even out yet. I'm doing a remix and I'll send it to you. But thank you. Awesome. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I said, I know she's over there screaming and crying like,
oh,
wow.
Yes. Oh, that's it. Oh, great is our God. He's awesome God. Awesome God.
Because I remember, I think the last time we did a premiere, I played that song. And
yes.
I also played No One Like You and My
yes.
God is Able. And it was just different songs. But when I heard the new song tonight,
yes.
it reflects to me back to that. And I had to play that. I said, you know, I'm a survivor.
Yes.
So that's why I never said the name of the song, because I wanted to surprise you with it. You know?
Yes, I was so surprised because it's a song that it's in my file. I've not brought it out, but I wanted to send it out to you, and I thank you for bringing it out this evening. With that, I want to give a shout out to Mike Rain, Wideman Rain in St. Louis, Missouri. He produced that song, and we are still trying to do a remix of that song and premiere it. There's so many songs that's coming up, but I'm happy you brought it up today. Thank you.
Yes, I said, wow, it just put me in mind of, you know, of that. And I said, wow, I got to shock her with this one. So
yes.
That's why I just went on and just played it. I said, well, I'm going to play it. I ain't going to tell her. I ain't going to say the name, because they would have gave it away like, you know, you would have knew. But I wanted you to be the surprise,
yes.
Like, oh, wow.
I was dancing. Thank you.
And so we thank God for you. Sister, you definitely are a woman of fire and,
amen.
You know, a woman that really loves the Lord. I mean, you know, just talking to you all the time, it's like you really have a fiery zeal for the Lord,
amen.
And his people.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I thank God for that, you know.
Amen.
You always
you.
Let it be known that it's not about Tracy, it's about God.
Amen.
And that's what
amen.
I love. And that's
amen.
What I love about you. And
amen.
Like I said,
I'm
your number one fan. I don't think you knew that, but I'm.
Amen. I never knew that. But amen. Thank you. I am your number one fan too. Oh, hallelujah.
All your music, you know, blesses me, and just like
amen.
Me and you chatted earlier. About another
yes.
song that you're going to have coming out next month.
Oh,
I definitely cannot wait to hear that. I'm telling you.
Oh,
I'm
my
just,
gosh.
I'm excited.
That's your song already. I'm happy
yes,
you didn't play it today. It is coming. Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
and I can,
yes,
and I can give
I'm
you a
just,
little story how I got that song. I was walking in the house. You know, that's why
yes.
I was, you know, I'm happy you said I have a heart for God. If you just open your heart for God, God will open your ears. He will open your understanding. You know, there are preachers that God have opened their understanding, giving them scriptures every day, and it's all
yes.
gifts. I was walking in the house, and I tell you, sometimes God opened my ears. So, you know, I said this, the way we're on radio right now, I'm very, very sure there's a channel in heaven where songs, praise, worship never end. As the Bible says,
yes.
the angels saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lamb of God. I know there's a channel in heaven, and if you're in tune with what God wants you to do, it will open your ears, your inspiration, your understanding. I hear full song. Sometimes there was a day I hear two songs. And I have never
yes.
really sat down to hold a pen. I'll do it someday, but I, you know, I thank God for people who did that for another gift, you know. But I get the gift of hearing a full song. How great is our God? The song that he just played, you know. That was like the second time I was going to studio. So there's so many things I want to do a remix of it. And but the song we're talking about is going to be out next month. My God, another song that I know you love so much. I hear the full song, and sometimes I go around your house singing it for people. They don't even listen to me. They're like, oh, my gosh, yeah, she comes again. Okay, can we hear it? And they don't know. They don't know what's wrong with me. What's wrong with this woman? You jump up in the night, daytime, you're going to sing again. And I was like, oh, my God, God is good. When God fills you with a passion that you never had before, you will be like a soldier, somebody on a mission. And that's how I hear the song. I called my sister, see that scene, and it's a song that just came into my spirit. The words, everything I hear, I hear the instrument, everything. And that's why sometimes I talk to a producer, if there's a little difference, I'll say, that's not how I hear it. And they'll be like, okay, and thank God, you know, God has been giving me people that kind of walk, they kind of bring out what I want. You know, I know that's God right there, what I want to hear, because you have to know what you want so that people can help you bring out that vision. And that song that you love that's coming up next month, Every Voice, you know, I had to hold it for now. And I hear the song. It's like I hear a mass choir singing. You know, I know God is taking me to a place where I will have a mass choir. Whenever I hear hear mass choir singing, I hear like hundreds of voices. And I'm not crazy. That's angels right there. Singing,
yes, that's
and God
right.
Open my ears to get a channel in heaven, people praising him, and it's like, my daughter, go ahead, do it. But remember,
that's
for my glory. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, I'm telling you,
hallelujah.
I'm excited. Is there anything else you would like to say? I know, because we got like 10 minutes. And because I said we wasn't going to be so long dragged out tonight, because I know we're going to hear from you on Thursday, you know, as well. But is there anything, you know, of a great word of encouragement that you, because we're going to go off the air with You Are Wonderful, because since it's premiering, I said we're going to go off with it on too as well. So within this 10 minutes, what would you say as a word of encouragement with all the mess that's going on the news and
on
stuff
the
that
news
we're hearing?
And the world.
Yes.
Yes,
what
like you knew
you,
the direction I was going. You know, I thank God for this time I'm having with you, just me and you. I know in a few days it's going to be a lot of men of God, women of God. But I thank God for this opportunity to be able to talk with you on radio. And you're really speaking my heart. That's where I was going. I want to talk to my brethren, my family, Christians, children of God out there. And I want to talk to myself also. This is end time.
Yes.
I don't worry about how your life is going. Just worry about Christ this time. Hold on to Jesus as we are talking, rapture can take place. It's never been this close. Whenever I'm singing, I'm praying, I have it on my mind. I have to stay right, and I'm praying for my salvation, and I'm praying for my family, friends, and everybody listening out there. We have to pray for one another. We have to hold on to the cross. We have to hold on to Jesus like never before. We cannot do all this and miss the mark. We cannot miss the mark. Hellfire is not a place you can go and come back. I will never miss the mark. You will never miss the mark in the name of Jesus. Whatever that will weigh us down, be it character, behavior, the fire of God will burn it out of us every day. Whatever we're doing, our business, our ministry, let's remember it's Jesus. Let's make our way right with Christ like never before. If you have somebody that you offend, make peace. Oh man, nothing but love. Make peace with Christ. Reach out to people. Preach, speak. Like me, it's hard for me to go on the street to preach. I use my music. I use my social media. I put a picture. You look the picture twice, I'll say, do you know Christ? Do you know that you can live without? Anywhere you can reach out. If you're on the phone, reach out. If you're on Facebook, reach out. If you're on Twitter, rapture can take place anytime. The Son of Man is coming. if men were God, if I'm God, I would come down now. But God have his time. But it's very close. Every sign is pointing that Christ is at the door. May we not miss our crown in the name of Jesus. May the cares of this world, may the things of this world not distract us from missing our crown in the name of Jesus. That's what I want to say. Don't worry about the ups and downs in the world. Worry about your salvation, your connection with the throne of God in the name of Jesus. Amen.
My God, amen. I'm telling you, it's just awesome. I was just posting up, sharing a message with our brother, the anointed hip-hop preacher Gary Legs shared the radio link just now, a few minutes ago, and he was letting the people know to listen in and to support even your music because it's awesome.
Amen.
And I just gave him I tagged you in it, his message.
Amen.
You know, and but I was thanking him for sharing that, and was letting the people know that the music that God give you is definitely heavenly sound, you
Amen.
Know. And I just thank the Lord for that because he truly has been wonderful to me and still being
Hallelujah.
Wonderful. And I'm telling
Amen.
You, sister, I wish I could be there at that revival. I'm telling you, I wanted to come over.
Your spirit is here. I pray the Lord will open the doors. You know, after the show, we're going to keep planning and praying and putting things together. I really want you to be here. But there is another. Oh, my gosh. I will talk to you about in two months.
Yes.
Something great is going to happen if Jesus tarries.
Amen.
Oh, my sister, something is about to happen. Like I tell you every day
right.
I wake up, I'm like, Jesus is coming any moment, but if he tarries, we'll keep walking. There's something great coming to my city, and God is opening a door through me. There's nothing the enemy can do about it. Whom the Lord has blessed, no man can curse. This door is open, and something great is coming to my city to bless my city. There's a minister that I'm going to talk to you about it, sister. For his glory. Take me out and bring Jesus in for his glory.
I
pray you make it this weekend. If not, you're going to be in town in a few months, and I think you're going to be in town for a while because it's going to be awesome.
Yes,
so
I know
that's about to come.
Would you say I'll be there for a while? I'll be like, I will not be back in Detroit for a few months.
Maybe, I don't know. We're going to talk about it. It's going to be awesome. Something is about to come up.
Yes, amen.
And we will need you. We will need you. I'm not even saying we will need you. You are coming down here. Like, I have to talk to you about it later.
Yes. I can't wait to hear about it either. But like I said, I thank God for the revival there. And I also will keep on sharing it as
amen.
Well. And so I just
can't wait for that revival.
Yes, I just thank God. I really thank God for you, sister. And like
Amen.
I said, I look forward because I know you're going to be on with us on Thursday at 6 p.m. your time with the prayer revival. So I'm telling you,
Amen.
I can't wait. I cannot
wait. Amen.
I'm excited about it. And also, I just want to let those that are listening in now, when we get off the air, you can download this program. You can also reshare the link and listen to it all over again. And I'm telling you, it's just an awesome song. So I just want to say again, sister, thank you so much for being
Hallelujah.
On today. It's an honor to even to have this grace, to have your music being premiered on this show. I'm telling you, it's just awesome to me.
Praise God.
It's awesome.
It's the Lord.
Yes.
It's the Lord.
Exactly. Yes. So I love you, sister, and I look forward to talking to you. Talking to you later on, later on in the morning. I look forward to talking to you again because I know we'll talk before Thursday. So
yes.
Yes, I look forward to that. All right. Well, I'm telling you, love you, sis, so much.
Yes. And before we go, I want to quickly say, friends, family. It's going to be on YouTube. It's going to be on my page. And just keep sharing and keep praising. Jesus is coming.
Yes.
Keep doing the things of God. And let's keep giving him glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right.
Amen.
All right. Well, I'm telling y'all, y'all heard our dear sister. We thank God for Evangelist Tracy, and I'm telling you, I just thank God for her and her life and her family. I'm telling you, what a blessing. And this great song, we're going to go up with this great song. You are wonderful, y'all. I'm telling you, have a blessed night, y'all. Tune in on Thursday because it's going down right here on the Angels of Melody and Worship Center Radio. And I'm telling you, we're going to be posting up the links concerning on Thursday for y'all to click on and listen to us pray. God bless you all. We love you.
You are wonderful, wonderful.